You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Jasmine Mary with the absolutely beautiful We Like to Party. We've got Jasmine Mary on the line. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's really lovely to chat to you because we're talking to you about quite an exciting thing. It's a gig that's happening this weekend.
A
real live gig, the first in 10 weeks or something mad like that, that we've been able to go and see. It's between you and Peter, a.k.a. Sulfate, and it's happening at everybody's favourite, the Wine Cellar. How are you feeling?
I feel really good about it. I feel really pleased that Peter invited me to play. Yeah, it's nice to have so much space and to feel, it feels really special.
It is kind of I mean, historic in some ways as well, because we've never gone through a time like this in the world in a long time, in anybody's lifetime. But in the music community, this is such a new thing that we're trying to work out as we go, of how we can do gigs in a kind of era of quarantine. So obviously people are going to be spaced out at this. Are you kind of looking forward to what that might look like? It's going to be a sit-down gig in many ways.
Yeah, it's going to be a sit-down gig and a maximum of 30 people, but I think what's so nice about it is it's not going to be like decide at 8 o'clock if you want to come to the show. Like, everyone's going to buy their tickets this week and be excited because they haven't been to live music and be there to hear it, which I'm really looking forward to having like a really, you know, attentive audience that are really committed to being there.
Yeah.
And that's really lovely.
It's going to be, maybe quite different from how we've been experiencing going to gigs, when you're just like, oh, what are we going to do on Friday night? Just rock up to something. But this time, you're going to have to get in there quick because only 30 seats. And are there still tickets available, or is it not even out yet? How does that work?
There are. So we released the tickets yesterday on UTR, and there's about half left. I think there's probably 15 left. So that's definitely worth getting them today, though.
What have you been up to, obviously, over lockdown? Some people have been making stuff, some people have just been chilling out. Have you been doing anything?
Well, I was really lucky. Like, I mean, I was just finishing two tours before all this happened, so I was lucky I got to do that. And I kind of had a planned like rest period now anyway, so it kind of forced me to actually do that. So I've been playing music and doing gardening and doing all those things, but definitely slowed down, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's important as well, because it's such a weird pace change for everybody. You just got to keep it chill for yourself as well, I think, is a big one.
No, definitely.
And how was your touring? Because it must have been kind of weird to finish and then quite quickly the world be moving into this new gear.
Yeah, but it was so quickly that the two didn't really feel connected, you know, like I feel like that was when there was media coverage of other countries and we were all like, oh, it's fine, you know, like here it won't happen. So our tour was really great. It was, we saw some really beautiful places in Australia and played with some really beautiful people. And yeah, then 2 weeks later it was, you know, all my friends and everyone else was having to cancel their tours. So I felt really lucky that we actually, it's quite crazy that we managed to do that, really.
And who were you touring around with? Who was your band set up?
Just Aaron Longville.
Awesome.
Came to Australia. Yeah.
Awesome.
So just us two.
And so what can people expect from Saturday night? Is it going to be just the two of you? Is it going to be just you? What's it
I'm
looking
gonna
like?
I'm going to play solo on Saturday.
Cool.
And I haven't quite decided what it will look like. Yeah.
That's exciting, though. I feel like everyone feels a little bit like it's pre-Christmas or something now that we can go and see some music and things. What are you looking forward to seeing about Peter's set?
I just think Peter's an absolute musical heartthrob. I just love everything he does, really, quite sincerely.
It's
I just can't really believe the sounds he manages to make on the Nord, on the keys.
Yeah, totally. I was going to say, I think it's a really nice pairing, your music with Peter's, because you work in similar kind of experimentals, are, you know, slightly useless broad term in many ways, but you do work in similar, I guess, ideascapes, but in very different sounds, and I think that's going to be really cool to hear together on Saturday night. What's the order of play? When are you going to be on?
Jasmine Mary, myself on at 8:30, and then Peter on at 9:30.
Fantastic. Well, this is very exciting that we can go and see, 15 more people can go and grab a ticket and go and see this show on at the Wine Cellar on Saturday night. Jasmine, it's been lovely to chat to you, and I hope the show goes really well. We're going to play one of Peter's tracks now. This was actually recorded live at the Wine Cellar as well from last year, so we're going to play Cyclone 2. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Filth of the air shows up in the low sun. Tense, insustained winds. Evening brightness. But inside it's dusk. like a faded picture in the yellow light. Here in the South Pacific, hardly high above the land. Incoming rollers, fear is beholding. Flooding, floating, rising. Circular eye, tropical, a dense ring, warm water, trying to sever isolation, no pressure. Love the typhoon, feel its breath, the rotating columns of air giving surrender to the high, flooding, floating, rising.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.